Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, don't pray for rain if you're going to complain about the mud. We're happy to have this privilege of being with you today. We're glad to be able to talk to you about the Bible and those things that are recorded in God's Word. Let's return to our study, and we're talking about the doctrine that is so widely accepted today that says, if you believe a thing to be right, it automatically is right. And as long as you're sincere, you just do anything you want to in religion, and that will be all right with God. Now, if you think that doctrine is not widely accepted, let me ask you this. When's the last time that you've heard of someone in the neighborhood who passed away and heard someone say about them, they're up in heaven now? Now, what they're really saying is this. Even if that person never attends worship, if that person is a person who never prayed, a person who has no concern about right doing, it doesn't make any difference what kind of life they lived, everything is all right. Why? Well, because if you believe a thing, it's all right. And evidently their belief was you don't have to do anything, and so they're accepted just because they believed a thing to be right. Well, you can see the fallacy of that reasoning when you turn to the Bible. The Bible tells us that it is the standard, the Word of God. It provides us with everything that we need. In fact, in 2 Peter 1 and verse 3, Peter said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, the word all is all-inclusive. You don't need anything in addition to that. Everything you need is in the Bible. Another verse that says that clearly is 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Now, if you analyze the last of that statement, when he says they are thoroughly, completely furnished unto every good work, that's a claim for the completeness of the Bible. When someone comes along today and tells you, well, we need more than the Bible, we have to know things that are not in the Bible, my friends, mark it down, the Bible claims to have everything that you need. I wonder what you would need that doesn't have to do with life and godliness. Everything having to do with life and godliness is contained in the Word of God. So if someone has another book that doesn't deal with those subjects, he has an extra book. He has too much. The Bible says that it contains everything that man needs. Well, why do we have the Bible? Well, it's so that we'll know what to do and what not to do. God speaks to us through His Word. He tells us what we can do that will be pleasing to Him. He also tells us what we do that is not pleasing to Him. And so when we want to know, is it right to do a certain thing, we turn to the Bible because the Bible is the standard. The question isn't, do you believe it sincerely? The question is, does the Bible say it? Now let's make some application of the things we've been talking about. The Bible is our standard, and it's the standard of right and wrong. Now let me show you some beliefs that people hold that are just plain wrong. Why are they wrong? Because I said so? No, I'm not presuming to be the standard of right and wrong. And I wouldn't give you the idea or want you for a moment to think that I'm determining right and wrong by my own think-sos. But when the Bible says something is wrong, then you can just mark it down. It's wrong. That's the way it is. Now let me show you an example. There are people in our country and throughout the world who do not believe in God. They're commonly called atheists. They don't believe in the Father, who is the creator of all mankind. And so they scoff when someone says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." They came up with a theory called evolution that has never been proved and is not provable to give an explanation as to how the world and all things that are therein came into existence. But remember, the Bible, being our standard, says this: "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Why is it that a person would be foolish to deny that there's a God? Well, David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Surely the atheist must have his eyes closed when he looks about in the universe. All he would have to do is to observe the beauty of the universe to know there is a God. All he would have to do is to notice the uniformity of things in the universe to know there's a God. You know, even little things tell me that somebody is in control. Things are not just happening by chance along this line. How many of you recently have had some acquaintance with or heard something about locusts that came out of the ground and were eating up our plants, this kind of thing? That happened 17 years ago and will happen again in another 17 years. But let me ask you something. How does a person who says it will be 17 years before this occurs again, how does he know that? If things are just happening by chance, maybe by chance they'll come back next year. Maybe by chance it'll be 5 years. Can you see? By chance there is no uniformity. But it is so uniform that people can predict it. That's the reason that our scientists, as marvelous as their thinking was in putting a man into outer space, that's the reason they were able to know it's going to be this way. The moon is going to be a certain place, and we can, with the proper adjustments, we can set a rocket down on the moon. Well, if things are just by chance, maybe by chance the moon would move. Well, you know the foolishness of that. A scientist depends on the moon still staying right there. He realizes it's not going to move. Why? Because it's always stayed there. And he fails to realize sometimes that it is God who sustains all things by the word of his power. The moon is held where it is by God and by his power. Look at the human body. The psalmist David, in 139 of his Psalms, points out the fact that God knows everything. He knows our thoughts even before we think them. He's aware of everything that goes through our minds. But as he talks about the human body, David stands back with awe and he makes this statement: "This is too wonderful. It's beyond my comprehension. How could this happen? Look at the uniformity of the things that are there, the wonder of the creation." And then listen and rejoice as David did when he said, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." In other words, he's simply saying, there is great complexity in the formation of my body, and all of that did not just happen. It would be foolish for a man to imagine that the uniformity of our universe and all of the good things that have to do with the way our universe works, that those things just occurred as a matter of chance. So when the Bible says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God," the next question that comes up, according to this doctrine we're looking at, is this: well, if a man's sincere in that, Is he all right? Well, does a man sincerely denying God make God cease to exist? Is it true that everything that is here in the universe as a result of God's doing, that if a man just doesn't believe it, it all just takes care of itself and God pops out of the question and everything is just a matter of chance? Friends, clearly, the belief that there is no God is without foundation. When people take that position, the Bible describes it very clearly. I hope that as we have seen so far, we've been able to see the doctrine that just believing a thing to be right makes it so is not a Bible doctrine. We appreciate being with you today and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.